You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. To say what needs to be said, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
And another beautiful day, John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's finally here.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long week.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on this week. Wow. Yeah. I didn't think this could happen. It was like a condensed one-year version of what the administration would look like. But I don't know. It's, you know, it's even getting worse today. I mean, so many things, so many shoes have dropped.
Never a dull moment.
There really is not. Well, what a nice way to put it. Never a dull moment.
Yeah. Try to look on the bright side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
There's a silver lining in every cloud.
There is.
Sure.
Yes.
It's all good. It's Friday, so, you know. Weekend is here.
Well, with the Trump administration, we'd have to call it a gold lining. Everything is gold.
Oh,
this
gold.
Is the golden age.
Yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah. Yeah. It is beautiful out there this morning, nice and clear and cool, 56 degrees, highs in the upper 70s today, and looks like a good weekend ahead of us. In just a few minutes, in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be talking with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Get an update on the Midwest Food and Farm Report and what else is going on in our area. And then we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson after our 7 o'clock hour, in our 7 o'clock hour, I should say. And Rocker is here with a Max Inc. preview beginning at 7:35.
Yeah.
That's the big lineup for today.
Rocker texted me, and he said, he said he was excited. He was excited for today. I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Is there something special?
I don't know.
That he's bringing to the table?
I don't know.
Probably. I would expect nothing less from Rocker.
Yep. You know, you're right. Yeah.
I'm just looking at the WMDX poll.
Okay.
Are you planning to cut cable to protest the networks bowing to the Trump administration? Well, you know.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people did. Technically, I mean, on a national level, it really didn't happen. And I think people kind of backtracked and went back to, you know, the pluses, you know, Hulu Plus and YouTube TV. And
well, Jimmy Kimmel was only suspended. He wasn't canceled. Yeah. And, you know, so he was off for a few days.
I know a lot of people like said canceled. He wasn't canceled.
Yeah.
Just
off the air,
just on vacation, just taking a few days, a siesta, cooling off period.
That's right. Yeah, he's back now.
Yeah, and people here on our poll mentioned that it's just a temporary thing, and that is 9.5%. Yes, but I am still using streaming services, which is the most popular one, 61.9%. That's the one I chose.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And no, it hurts too many people, 19%. And no, I support Trump and his efforts to clean up late night TV. 9.5%. I would assume the 9.5% is like one person voted for that.
Maybe
they didn't get a full, you know,
right
10, but that's okay. We made sure they didn't get that full 10%.
Yep, but you still have a chance to get into the poll. Today's the last day,
yes.
And we'll change it to some. Whatever the next question
something
is.
Something very current.
So, yes.
I'm
something hard-hitting,
sure.
Very serious.
Yeah.
Something cutting edge. Sure.
You think so?
I don't know.
It would be edge, right? But I mean, you're Mr. Positive here this morning.
I have no idea what the next poll question will be.
You know, I don't either.
Well, I thought you were the one that was coming up with all of these.
Well, I came up with this one, but I haven't come up with another one.
Okay.
Catherine comes up with these things.
Really?
And then I kind of twist them and shape them when I can. into something that you and I could use on this show. Remember, this show is for the listener out there. You are the main person for this program. I mean, we are taking comments. We're taking your calls. We're taking your voice notes.
That's true.
It is your program. You are the ones controlling the horizontal.
The and the vertical. Beyond. What was that show?
That was The Outer Limits.
The Outer Limits. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Phone lines are open if you want to get in during the early going here. 608-879-8255. And you can always text us on the Civic Media app. And also in our 7 o'clock hour, of course, our Go for the Green and Gold contest will continue. So lots on our plate for today.
Mark suggested that maybe you should play Monty Python's Always Look on the Bright Side.
We haven't played that for a while.
No, it's something, I mean, it's hard to look at the bright side.
Right.
While all of this is happening. Somebody texted us yesterday. I know this is a little too early. Maybe they're not up yet. But we can bring it up later on, too. Yeah. How do they access our old shows? They want to listen to some of the older podcast shows that we did because they want to check out all the times that CJ was on the program and listen to CJ's response.
Really?
Well, they would be
to our questions.
Yeah, they would be able to if they go on Civic Media, the Civic Media website, and look into our shows, and they can just go to previous, keep clicking on previous shows if he really wants to go far back. And there is CJ as like a guest. It would say caller CJ. Okay. And then.
Oh, really?
Okay. So you go to civicmedia.us.
In the credits, where would he find the credits?
The credits, I could not tell you.
How do you know CJ is? Can you just plug in CJ and do a search?
I don't know about that one.
Give that a try.
Yeah, I give it a try. I'm not too sure about that.
Website search. All right. Yes. Well, you know, high tech.
Okay.
Did I just do something?
Yeah, you clicked something there, and now everything's all screwed up on the screen. Thanks.
Oh.
You can't. Okay, sure. Go ahead and try that. Always good when you get control of the mouse.
Well, I didn't
put
do
it
anything.
Way over to the where it's out of my reach. So, yeah, there you go. And now you got it back where it sort of belongs. Okay. We have Matt on the phone this morning.
Oh, we do.
He's up early. Good morning, right, Matt. What do you got for us today?
Good morning, guys. You asked for a call, so I thought I'd deliver.
Thanks.
Happy Friday. I'm just wondering today, it feels like the culture war where the evangelical Christians and all of the insecure white people that were afraid of being replaced, all that kind of nonsense, kind of turned into a real revolution with the white nationalists and the problem we're in.
Yeah.
And it just makes me wonder, it's like there's a reason that their culture did not take over America and the West. And it's because it's so effing boring.
Yeah.
Have you ever, like these mega churches, the shows they have are so hokey and kind of just really lame. And that's why it never took over television. That is why they're so angry with the left kind of dominating Hollywood culture, music, things like that.
Because
their stuff is so lame.
I know.
Now they want to push that on everybody, and no one's going to pay to watch that stuff or consume it. Well, so it's kind of like a doom loop for them, right?
It is a doom loop. You have brought a smile to my face this morning. You're absolutely right. You know, and if they do try, you know, Christian nationalist programming on our networks, good luck with that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, if you travel
to people to watch it, you have to pay people to watch it.
Well, maybe we can make a little money that way, right?
But if you go down south of the Mason-Dixon line, it's a different story. You still see those shows all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, there are tons of them.
Really?
I'm not kidding you.
So there are like Jim and Tammy's
there
still
just of this day. Yeah, modern day. But they're still out there.
By the way, did you watch Jim and Tammy when you were watching TV back then?
Well, even at the age of five, I knew they were a nightmare. And
yeah.
They scared me.
Right.
Oh, I didn't want any part of it.
They were actually fun to watch.
And her makeup would always be streaming down her face.
Yeah, she was crying.
Like, yes, she would get very emotional. Yes.
Oh, those were the days.
They were.
Weekend. Love you guys.
All right.
Oh,
thank you, man.
Appreciate
that. I just love it. Oh, you know, there's a big, the big fiasco that took place at the UN, not the Union. You know, that would have been a fiasco down here at the Union. But anyway, you know, the British newspaper came up with a headline that I just thought was excellent. You know, the UN fiasco. The British newspaper, The Mirror, posted this: "World's most powerful man baby."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in big letters, deranged.
Big picture of Trump on the front there. Yeah.
Trump rants to UN about climate, migrants, Gaza, Sharia law, London law, escalators, marble floors, and teleprompters.
Well, his prompter didn't work, so he was on his own. And it was
just something else. Yeah. And, you know, I've got that story coming up later on, I hope. Sometimes we don't have time for this stuff, but I've got how that all worked out, and a web wonder with it.
Excellent.
But we'll see.
Do we have time for Would You Rather? Sure we do.
All right.
Hit it, Tom.
All right.
All right.
Buckle up. It's time to choose your own destiny. This is Would You Rather.
Oh, there we go. I do like the music more than the last one by a long shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So what do you have today for a question?
All right. First question. Would you rather have a 5-star personal chef who can prepare any meal at any time of the day, or have a chauffeur that drives you to and from anywhere you want in any vehicle you want?
Man, I'll take the chef any day of the week.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I want to drive. I know. I love driving.
Yeah. I think I would do the driving, though. I would do the driving.
If I go home, far away. I don't care about the chef.
Yeah, I'm saying.
What do you mean you don't care about? What was that question again?
It was a personal chef who can prepare any meal you want, or a chauffeur who can take you in any vehicle you want, everywhere. One or the other.
Like forever? I mean,
forever. Yeah.
You have a chef with you forever?
Yeah.
And you would want a chauffeur, not a chef?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, I didn't expect that answer. All right.
Well, especially around here. I mean, there's no parking anywhere in Madison.
Right.
You can't find any place to...
It's not that bad.
Oh, okay. Really? Okay.
All right. Well, next question. I'll take the good food. I don't
know. Okay, next question. Would you rather have your hair change color based on your mood, or have your skin temporarily change texture based on what you last ate?
I'll take the mood.
I think
the mood hair.
Yeah, I would do the mood hair too.
Yeah, I think I'd go.
Wouldn't
that be
fun?
Yeah, sure. I think that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. I want to do it soon. Actually, you know.
You know, that might be a great experiment for somebody to try and come up with a drug that makes your hair change according to your mood.
Wow.
You know, maybe we could ask the pharmaceutical industry to jump on that one.
That might be our next piece of merchandise to put on the John and Gordy Coming Soon page.
That's right.
Let's work on that.
Yeah, we have to work on that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. 19 minutes past the hour.
Well, when the whistling guy gets here,
it's time for
us to take a break.
We got to move along, and Pam Yonke is waiting in the wings with the Midwest Food and Farm Report behind the scenes. She'll tell us what's happening. Coming up next on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX, getting on the good foot, 92.7, also on the Civic Media app. Choose WMDX and listen through your car radio or just on your phone. You know, that's and you can also watch us.
That's right. Yes.
We're both wearing our fancy T-shirts today. You have the WMDX T-shirt on.
That's right.
And I have...
Your sandwich guy.
My sandwich protester guy throwing a sub sandwich at an ICE agent. And okay. Or National Guard guy. I don't know. Sure. It didn't hurt him, though.
It's 23 past the hour. Clear and cool this morning. 56 degrees. Highs in the upper 70s. Let's talk to Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam.
Morning, guys, and I'm wearing my Green Bay Packers shirt, which is my traditional garb on the Friday before a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've got a Packers shirt on as well.
Oh, yeah, he's got a green shirt on. You know, with egg prices down and everything, everybody's forgotten about the bird flu, but now that is back in Wisconsin again?
Yeah, they just confirmed our first case this fall in Jefferson County, and it shouldn't surprise anybody. We know that as migratory birds pass over Wisconsin headed for their southern homes, they're bringing along with them the chance that we are going to get infected. High-path avian influenza in a commercial flock, a large numbered flock in Jefferson County. One of my thoughts is, I worry that it's the same flock that has almost routinely been infected with high-path avian influenza. I mean, I was talking with Nick Lewandowski, who is the president, past president of the Wisconsin Poultry Association, and he was telling me about how, just like anything when it comes to agriculture, we're seeing a lot of consolidation in the poultry industry, not just in Wisconsin, but really around the United States. And he said, you know, when some of these operators get hit with something that's as devastating as high-path avian influenza, because remember, they have to depopulate the entire flock and then start over again. He said, you know, that's impetus for a lot of these operators to decide they're tossing in the towel or going to, you know, let another company acquire them. That's a concern that Nick's got. He's expanding his hatching operation up in the Beaver Dam area. He's actually going to be moving to Horicon to get a bigger footprint. And he's got cooperators all around Wisconsin. He was telling me about some growers that he's got up by Nina and some growers that he's got in Northwest Wisconsin. So, you know, whenever I see one of these cases pop up, it just kind of worries me about how it's going to brittle the rest of the poultry industry in Wisconsin. So I got to keep an eye on it. Hopefully this is only going to be an isolated case this year, and Department of Ag is mobilized and trying to get that under control.
Well, it sounds like a better idea is to, instead of these large stocks of birds, can't you just split it up? And, you know, if one is affected, the other one isn't. So if you split all these big farms up, that would be a better idea, right?
And they do. We do that in dairy as well. They call them satellite locations. Mm-hmm. So you may have, like, say, the office in one area, and then you'll have additional barns in different areas. That's why Nick's got his growers kind of dotting the state. That operation in Jefferson, like I said, may just be one situation where they've got all their laying hens in one area or something like that. But a lot of the poultry industry have those satellite locations, like you said, so that they can mitigate some of that risk. But I'd be taking another look. You know, you also have to talk to your backyard birders. A lot of people have chickens now, boy. And I'll tell you, and it's not just chickens. It'd be ducks or geese. You get my here.
Yeah.
But, boy, I'm telling you, you start to let them out at, you know, you want to let them out so they can be out on the grass and all that kind of stuff. Well, without good biosecurity measures in place, you are risking your backyard birds to the same infection that commercial flock in Jefferson was exposed to.
Well, I'm glad you scared everybody who does have those birds now. So, hey, let's get to I thought that was the biggest flaw in the idea of having your own chickens for eggs. It seemed like you really couldn't control that. You don't have the science there. You don't have the, the checkups on your birds to see whether they have the bird flu or not. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's a dangerous thing.
Well, yeah.
All right, let's get to the
cranberry
crop, which is a huge, huge part of our economy here in Wisconsin.
So what's happening?
Right. Well, and I just want to remind people that the harvest has started. This is one of those unique times of the year from now until probably toward the end of October. If you want to take a drive and you want to see color, we don't have color in the leaves necessarily, but Pretty soon you're going to see color in the cranberry bogs. And if you head up towards Warren, Wisconsin Rapids, even Eagle River, there's growers that would love to have you come out and visit the bogs. I don't know if they're going to let you walk in the bogs, yeah, but you'll be able to see the harvest unfold, and it's really beautiful. I was talking with one of the growers by Eagle River, though, and he said he's a little concerned that their yields might be off a little bit this year because of all the smoke that came in from Canada. Oh, it was bad timing. The cranberries really needed straight-on sunshine to get the most out of their buds, and that didn't necessarily materialize. And then they had that scare earlier in September when we got the cooler temperatures. So I'm thinking we're still going to dominate North America with Wisconsin cranberry production, but maybe not a record breaker like we've seen in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Pam, how are the fall colors looking across the state? Up north, starting to get close to peak?
Well, we talked to a DNR specialist that's keeping an eye on it. And then I looked at travelwisconsin.com, and I think we still have a little time yet. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to be in the 80s this weekend again, and I don't think that any tree is really getting the feel that winter's on the way. Even in the Northwoods right now, they do not have much for color. But the DNR specialist we talked to said because of the cooler temperatures we had in September and ample water, ample moisture, he thinks this could be one of the most beautiful falls Wisconsin's seen in a few years.
Wow.
So travelwisconsin.com has a color map if you want to kind of keep an eye on that. I think now is the time, if that's something that you really get your jam on, liking to drive around and see colors, you should have plenty of opportunity coming up in the next few weeks.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you, Pam. You have a good weekend.
You betcha, fellas.
Talk to you next week.
You too. Talk to you Monday.
Have a good game. We'll see you.
Yeah. 29 past the hour. When we return, it's a special Web Wisdom edition of Idiocracy.
It is.
On John and Gordy.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got a lot of that this time around, and this is a very special edition of Idiocracy, and this is a Web Wisdom edition.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to those in just a moment. 6:35, sunshine today, highs in the upper 70s right now, a cool 56 degrees. Want to remind you, our walk to end Alzheimer's is coming up at Warner Park Sunday, October 5th. And you can be a part of the action. If you'd like to walk with us, you can do that. You can join our team, or you can donate to our team if you can't make it to Warner Park on October 5th. That's a Sunday. Just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and look for the banner that says Walk to End Alzheimer's, and help us out. Our donations are coming in, but we still have a ways to go.
Yep.
So make a donation if you can.
All right.
And coming up in about a half hour, it's our Go for the Green and Gold contest. We'll reveal the next keyword in that contest.
Super.
All right. The Web Wisdom edition of Idiocracy.
That's right.
Got a lot of Web Wisdom stored up here, ready to go.
We do. We do. Okay. Let's see here.
Yeah. What?
Is there an introduction or anything like that?
Do we have
Web Wisdom.
Okay. All right. There it is.
Oh.
Just a call. I was trying to wait for really the time
short
to say it.
Short and sweet.
I was waiting for that to jump right in.
You
and
worked a long time on that.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a little
a
longer.
A couple seconds. And
well, he had some help.
Right.
Okay.
All right. You know, I learn a lot from my kids. We get into discussions, and those discussions last sometimes for a couple of hours, which isn't good at bedtime. Sometimes I stay up really late, but we have good discussions, and they tell me what's going on, you know, on the internets, on the big tubes. And there's one person that they used to watch a long time ago. They have since abandon him, but his name is Destiny. He's a podcaster out there, left wing, but he's an odd guy. Anyway, he has done what Charlie Kirk has done. He's gone out and he's talked to students, and this is him in front of a group of college students taking questions. And I thought what he said was very appropriate and smart. Let's listen.
How do we just have form that peaceful dialogue? How do we get through this?
I mean, nobody likes the answer, but I mean, like, the right has to be willing to take accountability for things and to, like, disavow violence.
We all have to condemn all political violence across the spectrum.
Nobody, we've been doing that. The left has been doing that for the past decade.
We all have to.
It's not, you can't, it's the both sides thing just doesn't work anymore. It's like a boat rowing with one paddle. Like, the left can row harder and harder, but we're still going to go around in circles until the right is willing to actually come out and say, hey, everybody, including us, everybody needs to tone it down. I'm not even saying they have to say it themselves personally. Like, everybody has to do it. Donald Trump cannot condemn violence in this country without also talking about the radical left and Joe Biden. He can't do it.
Agreed. That's right. I wish he would stop that rhetoric.
The reality is, like, when there was supposedly a threat from Iran to assassinate Trump, Biden increased his Secret Service detail. After the assassination attempt against Trump, which was by a registered Republican, Joe Biden didn't make it political. He allotted even more security to Donald Trump, and he told everybody in the United States they needed to calm down. After this last shooting happened with Charlie Kirk, in like 12 hours, the right wing had spun up, including Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Nancy Mace and Stephen Crowder and Matt Walsh and every other alternative media online had spun up an entire conspiracy theory about who the guy was before we knew anything about it. Both sides are not equal here.
That is Destiny, a podcaster, and I think he was right on.
Yeah.
There was just a flood of information out there on X. You couldn't avoid the right-wing media fix in all of this. It was just outrageous. And in fact, that's our next. It's actually an anti-web wisdom. All right. Here's the audio of an animated piece of propaganda from the mega AI abusers that is part of the final push to capitalize on all that turmoil left by Charlie Kirk. It's projection, of course, encouraging bad actors from the mega cult to commit violence. Capitalism is on the line, folks, a system that forces Americans to live paycheck to paycheck, minimum wages of $7.25 an hour, to be homeless, to die preventable deaths, a shift from your wealth to the upper wealth. That's what it's all about. That's capitalism. If you like that, well, you're going to love this. So let's listen to Cut 187.
The left devours itself. In a stunning act of political desperation, New York Governor Kathy Hochul endorsed socialist Zoran Mamdani for mayor, trying to stop the bleeding within her fractured party. The response? A public and utter humiliation. Mamdani's blatant refusal to return the support was not just a snub. It was a power move. A declaration that the old guard is irrelevant and that the socialists are now in command. The radical wing, emboldened by a climate where political violence is excused and even celebrated, is taking power by storm.
Really?
Socialism has become the dominant ideology among their voters, while capitalism is seen as the enemy. They nurtured the monster of radicalism, and now the monster devours them from within. This internal rot sets the stage for a spectacular failure in the general election, which will be their funeral. The right is grateful, watching as their opponents self-destruct.
There you go.
Wow.
So, the Democrats are bound to lose the next election. Keep telling yourself that.
Apparently so. Okay.
You know, it's late stage capitalism, whatever you want to call it, obviously, living paycheck to paycheck. And then, of course, after this year, we're going to all lose our health insurance because we won't be able to afford it on the Affordable Care Act, on Obamacare, the marketplace.
Yeah.
That's all going to happen. And right now, the right wing is repeating over and over and over again what the Democrats aren't doing. They don't want to pass any kind of bill, until they get the Republicans to agree to continue the tax credits for the Affordable Care Act, which makes the premiums each month affordable for every American in this country. Instead, what they're saying is that this effort by the Democrats really wants to give health care to immigrants, illegal immigrants. I have no idea how they stretched it to that point, but that's what they're saying. They're not saying anything else. It's actually us. It's the American public that will be losing out because we'll be losing those tax credits, okay? And I'm on my soapbox again. Well, I'm big on health care. This is the whole thing here.
And there's a government shutdown looming and a showdown on that before too long. We have Mark on the line.
Let's go to Mark right away.
Let's see what he's got for us. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. For Mondami, I thought, you know, they were complaining about him taking over the grocery stores or something like that.
Yeah.
But I thought he just proposed that at in these places where there's food deserts or there's not a grocery store available to the population there, he wanted the government to step in and actually build some, or actually, you know, establish some grocery stores so people are actually able to have access to food. Maybe I got that wrong, but that's what I remember, you know, hearing from him. I haven't been paying close enough attention, perhaps, but that's the kind of socialism that he is proposing. That when the private sector isn't providing for it, that the government has the responsibility, as Jesus pointed out in what Matthew 25:31-46, that we actually have a responsibility to our fellow man, and that that's what it should be about.
Yeah.
Because capitalism hasn't served, you know, that it serves in some cases, but doesn't serve well in other cases, and that's all they're saying. So,
yep.
Freak out over that is
it's outrageous, and you know, the only thing I will suggest to Mondani is that I wish he would stop saying it's free. You know, a lot of these services, it's not free; it's paid by taxpayers. So stop saying the free stuff. But it's, you know, taxpayers all pooling together to lower the prices of all of these services that he wants to provide in New York. All right, let's go on to Joe. Joe, what have you got for us?
I appreciate the fact that you're talking about healthcare yet again, and do remember that our president just announced yet again that he's going to deal with pharmaceutical prices by, they're going to drop by 1,500%, which, as we know, means that if you pay $100 for your drug, that you're going to get $1,400 back in a little check from the government, one assumes.
And
so
the drugs.
I know when you're talking about wisdom, I did want to echo, thanks for Mark's calling as always, and I did want to echo thanks to Charles for from Milwaukee yesterday for the words he said about your conversation with CJ. And I think that there was some wisdom and great wisdom in what you did, in that instead of trying to reason CJ out of his weird thing that he's got going, that instead you said to him specifically, give me one specific example, and he couldn't do it. And he's got this miasma, this sea around him of unhappiness and resentment and anger toward liberal and progressive people, but he couldn't name one thing that was bothering him. And I think it's a really important point. There was, you know, I really try to have a specific example like this pharmaceutical example.
Yes.
So if CJ could look at that to sort of say, what is it? Is there one thing that is bothering you? And then we could parse that out. But instead, when you just have this vast sea of you people, I mean, it doesn't help at all. So I agree that what your challenge to say, give me one specific example, was really, really helpful. And it's helpful for me, too, because I'm going to start to do that more concretely by saying, one specific example. I think Donald Trump is a moron. I think his example of saying that he's going to drop pharmaceutical prices by 1,500% is my evidence.
Yes.
So,
all right. Thanks,
Joe. Thank you for that.
Yeah, that was well said. Mm-hmm. And adding to the drug prices is something new from Trump today.
What?
100% tariff on all brand name drugs coming into this country, unless they'll lift the tariff if those drug companies produce those drugs in the United States. So until then, the brand name drugs, 100% tariff on all of them. Tell me that's not going to raise the price of those drugs.
Man.
And by the way, that does not apply to generics, which I think owns about 80 or 90% of the market. So again, not all drug prices will go up, but brand names, if you need one of those, 100% tariff unless they're manufacturing them in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's huge.
You know, see, he doesn't care if the prices go up for us. Mm. You know, he really doesn't care. It's an adjustment. We'll all have to deal with it until all of his policies fall into place. Until then, of course, we're going to go broke and we're going to be homeless. I don't know how anybody can allow something like this to happen, like CJ or my mega friend in Milwaukee, how they can sit by and let this stuff happen. But I don't think they're paying attention to this, or maybe my mega friend in Milwaukee is probably the person I'm talking to at this point. I think CJ is a little bit more understanding. He understands a lot of the different issues that are out there in a different way than I do. But, you know, my mega friend does not pay attention. He's sidetracked by all of the crazy stuff the megas throw out there as red meat, you know, chum.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just, you know, it's a waste of time, and he likes wasting his time on all this small stuff.
Yeah. Phone lines are open again, 608-879-8255, if you want to jump in on the conversation. We're coming right back with John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
From the war against disorder, from sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay, democracy is coming to the USA.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning, 92.7. You know, this is a special edition, a web wisdom edition of Idiocracy this morning. We'll get to more of that. I just want to mention here, we heard something on drug prices, and we also heard that the ACA is certainly going to go up as far as prices are concerned because the tax credits won't be continued. And I just want to pass along this. This is a tweet. President Trump says he will not cave to Chuck Schumer's demands of $1 trillion for transgender surgeries for minors and health care for illegals. That is how they're packaging the tax credits we're getting on the Affordable Care Act.
Mm.
That's their excuse, which is an empty excuse. It's not happening. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Just a red flag I just wanted to present out there in case you read all of this stuff from the right wing that actually come out with the exact same line over and over and over again. It's not. It's the tax credits for the ACA, and a lot of people will be losing their health care, including my family.
Oh, man. Yeah. Tough times ahead.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay.
Okay, and okay, let's continue with web wisdoms here. All right.
Sure.
Now, this is a couple talking to another couple, a lefty couple and a righty couple. And the lefty couple is saying, hey, this is the question.
Yes.
Is Trump overreaching with what he's doing, his agenda? Is it overreach or not? And I just want to play this for you. This is their response to it. It's
okay.
Frustrating.
Imagine you were a soy boy liberal for 1 second. Can you empathize with my point of view? I know it hurts. Empathize. When I see the President of the United States in an unprecedented way, putting his thumb on the scale, trying to attack universities, law firms, the media, for sure. You can't deny he attacks the media. Hasn't he sued multiple, like, ABC recently?
NPR.
All of these different lawsuits. Does that not worry you that it's executive overreach? Can you see where we're coming from?
For suing people?
No, not just suing people, but using the executive branch to place pressure on universities and law firms and media.
Do I see that as a problem? Not necessarily, no.
Why not?
Because I think if he's fighting for things that need to be done, then...
What if we replace the word Trump with Biden?
Yeah, if this was a liberal administration, you'd be like, this is horrible. Oh, my God.
Well, like I said, sometimes it can be good and sometimes it can be bad.
It's people you agree with. Got it.
Well, putting your thumb on the scale to influence the country is kind of what politicians and the president did.
No, that's not the
idea. That's not how that works.
So there exists something called checks and balances. Oftentimes, courts or law firms or all of these things exist as a check on the executive branch. What Trump is doing is intentionally eroding all of these checks by attacking the courts. Even Supreme Court Justice Alito had to come out recently and say, Trump, you gotta stop calling to impeach judges. It's not the place of the president to call to impeach judges without due process. So we can go across the board with like courts, universities, everything, and Trump is always applying pressure in a way that he shouldn't be, not as the president, not going through Congress and passing some law. And I just want to know if you can empathize with my point of view there.
I just think that he's doing the will of the American people, and I love to see it.
Wow, what a politician answer. What a politician answer. You're like Vivek Ramaswamy, bro.
Oh, don't compare me to him. Mm.
Why?
Honestly, it's
okay, fine, J.D. Vance.
All right, so, you know, the thing here, and you'll notice that the guy on the left had to present, like, example after example after example.
Right, yeah.
The other guy, no, I just think he's doing what the people voted him to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for that answer, I think.
And he brought up a name I hadn't heard in a while, Vivek Ramaswamy. Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
Vivek Ramaswamy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm. Probably went on to some major corporation as a CEO.
Could be.
Ryan Walters.
We've got Charles on the phone.
Oh, we've got Charles. Yeah,
good morning, Charles. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. I haven't heard any of Trump supporters complaining about trying to negotiate a $20 billion swap line to help the president in Argentina win the race. He's not doing that well there. Their economy is horrible. So we're planning to spend $20 billion to help this president in Argentina win. I didn't know that he ran on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we voted for that.
I don't remember that. No.
Helping us.
You're not hearing anything about that. $20 billion to help this guy win in Argentina because the economy is not doing that great, and they want this guy to stay in office.
I'm sure he's working for the American people in that effort.
You're right.
I don't know. We're losing a you know place for the homeless to live here in Madison.
Right.
But he's helping Argentina. I know.
$20 billion.
Yeah.
I won't mention anybody's name.
No.
I wonder when he calls into the show, will he say that that's a disgrace and we should not be doing that, or is that okay because it's his guy Trump that's doing it?
Yeah.
$20 billion.
Very good point, Charles. And Bob in Oconomowoc texted us. He said, "Don't worry, CJ will be calling the day after you challenged him. Maybe he has found something to complain about when it comes to education. Remember, during COVID, the parents finally saw what the kids were learning in school, and they hated it. They just hated it. Yeah. And we're trying to find out what it was that they disagreed with." There weren't any answers. So let's go to one more I think we have time for here.
Squeezing it very quickly. Less than a minute.
Actually, we don't.
All right. Well, let's hold on to that.
All right. We got so much more coming up.
Mm-hmm. We got news also straight ahead, and then we'll be talking with Savannah Tomei Olson about what's happening here locally around our area. Rocker with a Max Inc. preview later in our 7 o'clock hour, and more of your phone calls and texts, and, of course, we'll give you the latest on the Go for the Green and Gold contest. The key word is right around the corner. It's all coming up right here. John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with Dom Lee, and you will be back with more on WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.